Okay, so I've been coming to Sundance since 2003, but, you know, usually you get from the airport to Park City via shuttle. This year, I completely lucked out because I've got a private car taking me to Park City, and actually, it's being chauffeured by Olympian Heidi Preuss. How's it going, Heidi?
It's going well, thanks.
So the internet's a strange place. So we met on the internet because I am renting your condo in Park City, which I love, and thanks for letting me rent it, because it is right by the Marriott, which is festival headquarters, where I check in almost every day, so it's perfect for me. But this is totally random and cool. Basically, what happened was, we're in a Prius here, and to be eco-friendly, I had shipped magazines that I give away at Sundance. I find people that seem like they're interested in screenwriting, or recognize me from the podcast or whatever, and I give out the free current issue to people so they could check it out. And I had them all shipped to you, but it ended up they came here in Salt Lake City, and they needed to go to Park City, and you thought you were going to get down there earlier, but then you realized you weren't, so now that you're driving, you just decided, what if you picked me up at the airport? And I gotta say, that's mighty kind of you.
It saves you the shuttle trip, and it saves, you know, I mean, should I drive them up by themselves when I can drag you up there with me?
See, I think it's fantastic. All right, so wait, I want to hear this. So, 1980, right?
Yes.
All right, so tell us what you competed in.
I was in the alpine sports, and I did the downhill and the giant slalom. I finished fourth in the downhill. I was the best American female in the alpine sports, and 17th in the giant slalom.
Wow. So what was the training like? Like, how many years had you trained?
The Olympics themselves are not your focus. I mean, my first day on skis, I was 3. My parents pushed me down the hill in the backyard.
Wow.
But you just, you know, ski in local competitions, and it becomes a lifestyle very early. And it's incredible. I missed 93 days of school by 7th grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool, though, that you were able to compete in the Olympics. And you were explaining that basically the next year was going to be your year, right?
Right. The 3 people that were ahead of me in the Olympics had been ahead of me 3 times earlier that season. And they were all retiring. They had all been in 3 prior Olympics. And I was the heir apparent, and in the media, that was sort of, in Europe, that was my title, sort of the heir apparent, and I blew out my knee, so.
Where was it that you blew out your knee?
Squaw Valley, California.
Ouch. Now, you were telling me that you think the snow here is better than any place in the world, and you've skied the world, so just give us briefly a reason why.
Well, actually, I believe the reason why is that we are such a dry state. We are the second driest state in the country. And because of that, when it snows here, there's no moisture that collects into the snowflake when it falls. And even when it's on the ground, it stays really dry. And because it's so dry, it stays fluffy. I have skied in snow over my knees, and it felt as though there was no snow on the ground at all. It was that light.
Wow, that's crazy. I haven't skied in over a decade, but you make me want to try it again. I do plan to.
Oh, let me take you.
Really quick before we run out of time, what was your most surreal moment being in the 1980 Olympics?
Actually, it was the Miracle on Ice Olympic game, hockey game between the United States and Russia. And what was actually the really amazing part, and the part that's not in the movie, is the halftime, or the period break between the different periods. There was a single frisbee game that took over the entire crowd. And the entire crowd, the entire stadium, one frisbee was being played around the stadium. And at one point, the frisbee landed on the ground, on the ice, and one of the officials came out to grab it. And the entire stadium booed. That official grabbed the frisbee and threw it back in the crowd to amazing applause. And it's just, when you have like that many thousands of people on one side cheering for something as silly as a frisbee game, it just shows you the energy of that crowd and the energy that was in that space for that game.
That's cool. And it proves that frisbees can unite us.
It certainly did that day.
All right. Well, thanks for the ride. And I promise you once again, I'm not a serial killer.